Welcome back to The Darker Side, True Crime. I'm your host, Breaker. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend today. Happy Halloween. Today we'll be covering the case of how a spooky story is born. With that said, on with the show. The year is 1948, and Mrs. Therese Wilder was making some soup in her Nuuanupali Road, now called the Nuuanupali Drive, home for a late dinner. This location up in the mountains near what is currently called the Old Pali Road, back then it was called the Pali Road, her house is located on a bend in the road, and she lived across from a doctor called Dr. James Morgan, which is why it is and is still called Morgan's Corner today. Cerise was a 68-year-old widow, married into the prestigious Wilder family. In McKeegee, there's a name after her family, and was responsible for the railroad that was built in Honolulu, which no longer exists. The Wilder family goes back to the missionaries that came to Hawaii. Anyhow, it just so happens that two escaped prisoners from the Halava State Prison was near her house at the very same time that she was cooking dinner and smelled that dinner. Unfortunately for Cerise, they were very hungry as well. Those two prisoners were on the run for some time and decided to break in and just take her food and move on.
They didn't know that Therese would be there, so they said.
Yeah, sure.
They attacked her, bashed her on her head, ate her food, and moved on.
They were apprehended, and the Honolulu Police Department got them to confess.
They were tried and sentenced to death.
At that time, Hawaii had the death penalty. For some reason, it sparked an outrage on the island.
In my research, I could not find the details other than that they didn't like the death penalty for some reason.
Honolulu attorney Harriet Bolzon had not represented the men at trial, but she had followed the trial closely. On the eve of the scheduled execution, she swiftly took up the death roll appeals after being challenged by a friend at a dinner party, saying, quote, I bet you can't do anything about it. She convinced the territorial governor, Orrin E. Long, the brief stay of execution, even after the lengthiest hearing in the history of the territorial Supreme Court was long failed to obtain relief.
She immediately filed an appeal and requested a stay of execution.
It was 4 a.m.
The prisoners were being given their last rites.
Appeals to the Federal Court of Appeals and to the United States Supreme Court followed without success.
However, the lengthy appeal process enabled a groundswell of public support to develop, especially when folks learned of claims of police brutality and forced confessions. 1954,
Samuel W. King granted a commutation of both sentences
to life in prison.
Following this, the legislature
passed House Bill 706
on 4 June 1957.
It called for revising the law by providing a sentence of imprisonment at hard labor for life, subject to parole.
Sidebar.
I do not know what happened to hard labor.
While looking this up, I believe that the hard labor part was indeed written out of law later on.
After this, I could not find the exact time. Back to the case.
Governor King signed it the following day, abolishing the death penalty in the state of Hawaii.
Then in 1962, Governor John Burns pardoned the men after their executions had been stayed five times.
One prisoner, according to some accounts, died a mysterious death.
I don't know exactly why some accounts say mysterious.
He had died for some reason.
The other one went on to live life. There's no accounts of what happened to him afterwards.
This is where the urban legend of Morgan's Corner comes into place.
I had covered it on a Halloween special previously.
I had only mentioned this case in passing when explaining the origins of the story and debunking it.
It has nothing to do with the urban legend whatsoever.
In the case of capital punishment, I do support some people cannot, and the risk of them escaping is even worse.
Ted Bundy had escaped numerous times before he even went to trial.
And he killed during those times.
Just using him as an example.
Was justice served?
Well, these two murderers did serve their time.
As far as I know, they stayed out of trouble afterwards.
Both are very old, passed away by now.
So I think so.
Anyhow, happy Halloween.
And with that said, this brings this episode to a close.
Thank you for listening.
I'm on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On social media, you'll find me on my official home on Sephula.com.
That's Sephula.com.
Where you'll also find the show's official page.
Be sure to sign up, like the page, and feel free to send me a friend request.
I will accept.
Mahalo, and see you next time on the darker side.